Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
The Knucklehead. Now, the biggest knuckleheads of the day today in the Brad and John Show on KISM. We're going to start off with the runner-up from Florida. This is a 22-year-old guy who punched a Little League ump last Friday. Punched him in the face because he wasn't happy with a call at the game. Followed this guy to the umpire's clubhouse and punched him in the face, busted the guy's tooth.
Yeah, you got to teach those kids young that there's unwritten rules in baseball, and that is you can just go punch the umpire if you don't like the call.
He was arrested.
That's one of the fewer known, unwritten rules.
I bet I know where that guy works out, that guy who punched the Little League ump. At this gym in England, where a whole bunch of guys in the gym, or at least a few guys, got into a brawl. There's some video of this going. They're tossing weight bars at each other or lift bars at each other, and a couple guys got hurt there. I don't know what started the whole thing. The story's not very clear, but a couple guys did get hurt when bars were tossed around and smacked. Guy smacked upside the head with that. But our 9:30 knucklehead winner, I don't know if this has ever happened before where we've given it to an entire state, but congratulations to the state of South Dakota for winning the 9:30 knucklehead today.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The state of South Dakota just unveiled a brand new anti-meth campaign with a new slogan that jumps out and grabs people. The slogan is, meth, we're on it. And, of course, they mean that they're on top of the problem and taking care of it, but the social media world has just had too much fun with it already and saying that, it's like everyone in South Dakota is on meth. The governor of South Dakota says she doesn't mind if people are making fun of the accidental double meaning on social media, but it's getting people to talk about it. Here's one of the ads, John. He's like the guy standing in front of a windmill in a wheat field, and he's got his blue jean jacket on and his cowboy hat, and he looks like he's about 80 years old, and he's got a flannel on underneath it, and it just says, meth, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Here's another one with the
high school football team, right there.
With the three kids standing there holding their helmet. Meth, we're on it.
I'd like to see the governor, if she's going to stand by this, use that as her campaign slogan for re-election. Governor so-and-so, meth, I'm on it. Okay.
I think you had a great idea that they should put, that should be the license plate slogan. Yeah. Not only just people looking to come to South Dakota, take the message to the people. Get out on the road and let everybody know.
If you are that committed to the cause and to that slogan, put that on the license plate. South Dakota, meth. We're on it. Our 9:30 knucklehead winners today.